It's time once again for the 3 minutes that will save you 3 hours, Day-to-Day's own Talking Heads helper. Listen to us now and skip the political talk shows on Sunday morning. Joining us is NPR senior correspondent and Day-to-Day's own Talking Head, Juan Williams. Juan, hello. Welcome back to the show. And there's already enough about the lineups for the Sunday talk shows to know people are going to be talking about U.S. intelligence.
That's all they're going to be talking about. After they get back from their hayrides to get their pumpkins, Alexa, it's all about who was leaking about U.S. intelligence, the names of CIA operatives, whether or not they were doing it as political retribution coming from the White House.
CIA first, and this operative, this is the wife of Ambassador Joseph Wilson, who wrote an article critical of what the president had said about Iraq looking for uranium products in Niger. And then his wife, who is a CIA operative, is outed, is made public by, he says, an administration source. Now, some one of these talk shows has really bagged a couple of people to come on and talk about this.
Oh, yeah. Meet the Press, Tim Russert's show on NBC, has got Joe Wilson as well as Robert Novak, the columnist, who wrote the July 14th column in which he suggested that Wilson was chosen to take that trip to Niger because of the wife's position at the CIA, and named her in his column. And initially, everyone was outraged, but it was kind of uncertain as to how Novak had gotten that information. Later, it turns out that, you know, Joseph Wilson says he thinks it was Karl Rove, the president's top political advisor, and says that he wants Karl Rove, you're going to love this, Alex, frog marched in handcuffs out of the White House. He's somewhat, you know, peeled back on that, but it says that it's not sure that Karl Rove was the particular leaker. The White House says that Rove was not the guy. But the question is, who did the leaking? The president this week says he wants to get to the bottom of it. There's discussions here in Washington on Capitol Hill as to whether or not the Attorney General, John Ashcroft, is too connected, because Rove at one time worked for Ashcroft when he was a candidate, to do a legitimate investigation. So the question is, should there be an independent counsel appointed, someone who is independent of Ashcroft's political ties to the White House? So that's the heart and soul of what you're going to get on the Sunday shows.
And that story has exploded this week, although not much had actually happened substantively to it since July. But suddenly, it's a very big story in Washington all this week. The other big intelligence story, David Kaye, the man in charge of finding weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, is back in Washington saying he hasn't found any.
Correct. And it's odd because it's paired with a request for millions, $600 million more, for continued searching for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. But in terms of David Kaye's ability to say, you know what, we found something and here it is, because David Kaye's report has been long anticipated in this town, given the fact that all the pre-war talk had been, you know, Iraq is developing weapons of mass destruction if they don't already have them. Especially the possibility of biological weapons, Alex. And so far, he says, we haven't come across much except for some rudimentary attempts to maybe get a nuclear program started. So David Kaye is a possible guest on two or three of the shows. The White House is still considering whether or not they want to put him out. He was on the Hill this week giving closed briefings to senators and members of the House.
Let me ask you this. In terms of how one figures out the politics of something, why would the administration put Mr. Kaye out on one of these talk shows? What's in it for them to do that when he's just going to get hammered by people?
No, he's not going to get hammered. I think it's fact. It's a real effort by the administration to say, we don't know yet. Don't come to any rash, sudden conclusions here, because we haven't uncovered the smoking gun yet, so to speak, or the smoking nuclear weapon. The administration wants to get out is, we still believe that there was an attempt to put together not only a biological program, and we know that Saddam Hussein had used chemical and biological weapons in the past, but that he was in fact engaged in an attempt to get started a nuclear program that would have been a threat to the Middle East and potentially one day to the United States. And so that's why they want to have this guy out there saying, you know what, everybody who says, oh, no weapons of mass destruction, no problem, it's over, you're wrong. We're still looking, and we believe that there is a basis for continuing that search.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, thanks for joining us again on Day to Day.
Always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you.